Masechtas Kilayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. The Perek continues, and throughout the rest of this Perek discusses the halachas of Kilayim with different species of animals. Mishnah Gimel. Hamanig, one who leads two different species of animals together and some working together. Sevegas Arabayim, he receives the 40 lashes. This is the Malkus, it's really 39. He gets Malkus lashes for violating a law, but let's just say a prohibition in the Torah. V'hayeshiv Bekaren, according to the Tanakhama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, Hayeshiv Bekaren, someone who sits in a wagon, Sevegas Arabayim, he gets Malkus, he gets 40 lashes for the having two different species of animals harnessed to this wagon to carry it. According to the Tanakhama, by sitting in the wagon, it encourages the animals to start pulling, and that's considered a significant action, which is a necessary requirement to get Malkus, to get lashes. Rav Meir disagrees, and he says in this case of sitting on the wagon, it's not considered a significant action, just sitting there at Shev Altasa, it's not doing any input, and therefore he does not get Malkus for this. Another case, V'hashlishas shehikshu l'ritzuas, if there's a third animal, so two animals of the same species, and a third of a different species that's also tied on to the harness, k'shur l'ritzuas, he's tied on to the straps, even though he's not necessary to pull the wagon or whatever the work that he's doing, the first two animals of the same species were able to do the work alone, but this third animal added to the mix, the Mishnah says it's a surah, it's forbidden, even though he's not necessary for the work, it still is forbidden for him to be working together with the other animals, it's a kilayim problem. Mishnah Dalet. Ein kashrin es asus, loy litzidadei hakaren, v'loy la'achar hakaren. If you have two oxen that are pulling the wagon, so the Mishnah says, ein kashrin es asus, you can't tie a horse also to the wagon, not to the side of the wagon and not behind the wagon. Even though he's not in front pulling the wagon along with the oxen, this horse is on the side or in the back. The Rav says that this was commonly done in order to train animals to be comfortable with the harnesses and to eventually pull wagons. They would start by tying them to the side or the back, that they should become accustomed to this. So it was training the animal in. And although he's not actually carrying the wagon, but he may push the wagon from behind or push it alongside, and so therefore it's a problem of kilayim to be harnessed even to the side or the back. The Mishnah continues, V'loy es ha-luvdikim le-gamalim. One cannot harness luvdikim animals together with gamalim with camels. The luvdikim, the Rav says, was a certain type of donkey, a chamar, a donkey species of animal from a place called Lud, and they were larger than the average donkey, and they resembled camels in their appearance to some degree. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us that even though they had a resemblance to the camels, they were a different species and cannot be harnessed together with the camels. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol ha-neiladim min asus. So the Mishnah is now discussing mules. Mules are born from a hybrid of horse and donkey. And the Mishnah says, Kol ha-neiladim min asus, any mules that are born from a female horse, afal pisha aviyam chamar, even though the father was a chamar, was a donkey, mutarim zem zem. So they're mutter, they're permitted to be worked one with another. So if you have two mules that both of them share the same mother, the horse mother, even though they each have a donkey half in them, we don't look at it that the two mules, you have the horse half from one is working together with the donkey half of the other, and maybe it should be a kilayim problem. No, since they share the same mother, they're permitted. And it says the reverse case of v'chein ha-neiladim and ha-chamar, if they're both born from female donkeys, afalpi she'aviyam sus, even though they have a male horse father, that's not a problem. Matarim zem zem, they're permitted to work with each other. Aval, however, ha-neiladim and asus, and ha-neiladim e-chamar, asurim zem zem. If you have two mules, that one the mother was a horse and one the mother was a donkey, then asurim zem zem, they're forbidden to work together. And Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us that we go after the mother, whatever species the mother was, so then the hybrid is primarily following after the mother's species and can be working together with another hybrid that has the same mother.